Friday frenzy, fabulous Friday, fry yay, call it what you want. It is a day to celebrate with gold and silver medals raining down on the New Zealand Olympic rowing team. Emma Twigg flew through the women's single sculls to secure gold, and the men's eight dominated the field to secure the same colour medal around their necks. The women's eight also got a podium finish, claiming silver. And in Tokyo, the day is still young, with more Kiwis gunning for gold. Olympics reporter Clay Wilson joins us now from the scene of today's golden hour. Hey Clay, what was it like there today?
Yeah, Lisa, apologies. You will hear during this cross some planes flying over cross, but perhaps apt given how the Kiwi rowers took off down that rowing course today, and just a huge privilege to be there for that. I know it's our job on these occasions to describe these stories and moments, but sometimes it is hard to find the words, and today certainly was one of those occasions. Of course, a very exciting moment, and while there was no fans in the crowd, a lot of New Zealand rowing team members and staff there, and you certainly wouldn't have known it with the noise they were making as those Kiwi rowing crews were coming down the course today. And just a huge feeling of admiration, I guess, for those rowers and what they achieved. Rowing is a brutal sport on its own. You add in the heat and everything that comes with that here in Tokyo, and just a superb effort from those rowers. And like I said off the top, just a great privilege to see things behind the scenes that perhaps you and others don't see watching on TV. The medalists receiving their medals, coming over, hugs and tears with their teammates. The New Zealand women's eight today coming to receive their medals, welcoming the New Zealand men's eight back into the pontoon after their success. So just a really special occasion to be a part of.
Absolutely. Kikino to our rowers. Awesome. Just awesome. But that wasn't all that was going on today. So what about the men's tennis?
Yeah, so that doubles semi-final involving Michael Venus and Marcus Daniel has just got underway, and they're playing American duo Austin Krajicek and Tennis Sandgren for that bronze medal. Now, this New Zealand duo did have a tough loss in their semi-final yesterday, but a chance to bounce back and still go home with the medal. Also, boxer David Nikes just finished in the last hour his quarterfinal bout, another unanimous points win, and he is now guaranteed a bronze medal whatever happens. Of course, he won't be happy with that. He'll want to push himself into that gold medal bout, which will be on Tuesday. His semi-final bout on Tuesday for a chance to go into that gold medal bout. But he is now guaranteed, as I said, a bronze medal. And also, just going back to earlier today, another notable result, high jumper Hamish Kerr through to the final of that event. He's got a PB of 2 metres 31. He jumped 2.28 today and didn't need to go any further. He was one of the top 16 and booked his place in that final, which will be on Sunday night.
Right, well, there's liftoff again over you there, Clay, but can you tell us what this meeting is that is going on at the moment regarding the New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard? What's it about?
Yeah, well, of course, there's been an incredible amount of attention on Laurel Hubbard since she was named in the New Zealand team for this Olympics. And the New Zealand Olympic Committee have organised, in conjunction with the IOC and the International Weightlifting Federation, a roundtable discussion about transgender participation in the Olympics. Now, Laurel Hubbard gets underway in the heavyweight division on Monday, so this is a chance to start the discussion. They also did this ahead of the last Commonwealth Games, and also a chance for some media to conduct some interviews with these people and ask some questions. That was also done last night, the IOC daily briefing, which they're holding every day here in Tokyo, and we had some comments, one from the IOC Medical and Scientific Director Richard Budget, and he reiterated that Laurel Hubbard is competing under the rules of the International Weightlifting Federation, not of the IOC, and he actually applauded her courage and tenacity for wanting to go ahead and take part in these Olympics. And he also said it was inappropriate to come out just before the Games and change the guidelines for transgender participation. He said they were working on a new framework, but it would be unfair at this point to change it so close before the Games were about to happen. There was also a comment from the chair of the IOC Athletics Commission, Kirsty Coventry, and she mentioned that Kiwi BMX rider Sarah Walker, who of course is an Olympic silver medalist, she would be keeping the IOC up to date with everything that was happening with Laurel Hubbard and would be the IOC's first point of contact for that. So something to watch as we move closer towards Laurel Hubbard taking to competition here in Tokyo.
And Clay, the weekend ahead, what should we be looking forward to?
Well, first off, later tonight, the Black Ferns Sevens in the quarterfinal of that competition. Now, they played the Russian Olympic Committee earlier today in their last group game, had a 33-0 win, and it'll be a rematch tonight in the quarterfinal against the Russian Olympic Committee. All going to plan, the Black Ferns will go through to the semi-finals tomorrow, and it could set up a rematch of the Rio Olympics final against Australia. Australia playing Fiji in one of the other quarterfinals, which will meet the Black Ferns in their potential semi-final. Also, Dame Valerie Adams in action tonight. Of course, her fifth Olympics for the shot put, a three-time Olympic medalist, and she'll be going alongside young Kiwi Maddie Weshey in that. The final for that event on Sunday night to watch out if Dame Valerie can claim a fourth Olympic medal. And just finally, looking forward to next week, Lisa Carrington, she starts on Monday. An unprecedented attempt, four events here in Tokyo. She's a double Olympic champion from London and Rio, going in four Olympic events and a medal contender in all four. So something to watch as we move forward into next week.
Clay, I'm missing your bucket hat because I get the impression it's a real absolute scorcher there. Have we given you a Radio New Zealand branded, you know, a flannel or something to mop your brow with as well?
Well, it certainly would have come in very handy on this trip. I'd actually left the bucket hat behind. I was a little bit devastated. That's been the only sore point of today, actually, when I got here and realised that I left my bucket hat behind. But certainly it is still hot and humid, as you can probably see for those watching here in Tokyo. And like I said earlier, just huge admiration for the athletes competing in this and going out there and competing for medals and having success.
I'm also curious, Clay, for those people who are listening rather than watching, you are literally in front of the water where the rowers were today. Is that constructed by human hands or is that a natural body of water there?
Yeah, well, I don't mean to be a party pooper, but this body of water behind me isn't actually. This is Tokyo Bay and one of the many amazing bridges, actually, that roll around the Tokyo Bay area, the rowing venue just to my left out here. But the rowing venue here is man-made. It's almost like a little island. It's very industrial area to get out here, but then it's a little island here with a rowing venue constructed. But it is an amazing venue. You wouldn't know you're looking out to one of these amazing bridges, and you wouldn't know you're in the middle of an industrial area because it is just very well designed and a great venue to be at for an occasion like today.
Great to talk to you, Clay. It is a pretty impressive bridge behind you too, and let's hope it all goes well this evening and over the weekend. Meanwhile,